With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump making his choice for Secretary of Defense.
Pete Hegseth is Mr. Trump's selection for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth is a co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Weekend and has been a contributor with the network since 2014, where he developed a friendship with Trump, who made regular appearances on the show. Hegseth lacks senior military or national security experience. If confirmed by the Senate, he would inherit the top job during a series of global crises, ranging from Russia's war in Ukraine and the ongoing attacks in the Middle East by Iranian proxies and escalating worries about the growing alliance between Russia and North Korea. Trump has also chosen William McGinley as White House counsel and former Congressman John Ratliff as CIA director. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a judge blocking a Louisiana law that required classrooms to display the Ten Commandments.
The judge said the law is unconstitutional on its face, and plaintiffs are likely to win their case with claims that the law violates the First Amendment. Opponents say the law is a violation of the separation of church and state, and that the poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments would isolate students. Advocates, meanwhile, say the measure isn't just religious, but the commandments also have historical significance in the foundation of U.S. law. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At least 11 employees have been injured in an explosion at a Louisville, Kentucky business that produces natural color for food and drinks. Louisville Metro Emergency Services urging people within a mile of the business to shelter in place, but that order was lifted about 2 hours after the blast. Two of the victims are listed in critical condition. Cause of the explosion, still under investigation. Wall Street Tuesday, some losses. The Dow was off 382 points, S&P down 17. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas war is beginning in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A Gay in a Manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threatened to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups hoping President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of the final ads stated, "Kamala is for they, them." Meanwhile, President Trump is for you. This is SRN News. After shelving it for being too costly for motorists, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is reportedly now considering reviving a congestion pricing plan.
It would charge drivers a toll to enter parts of Manhattan. According to a couple of anonymous sources, Hochul wants to implement the scheme before President-elect Trump can get into office and block it. Hochul and her staff are said to be reaching out to state lawmakers to gauge what, if any, support there might be for resuscitating the plan, which was abandoned over the summer. Rich Thomason reporting.
FAA prohibiting U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days. That after gangs shot at two planes. United Nations says it's temporarily suspending flights to the capital, limiting humanitarian aid coming into the country. Bullets hit a Spirit Airlines plane. One flight attendant was wounded. More details at SRNnews.com.